Hi, this is John calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm just conducting an opinion poll, and we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Oh, okay, great. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
No,
will you probably not vote?
I definitely will.
Definitely. Okay. I appreciate your opinion. And what is your age?
64.
Thank you. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same as previous elections?
More.
Much more?
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhat more?
Much more.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
I appreciate it. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I don't have any say-so about any of it right now.
I'm sorry?
I don't have any say-so right now.
Well, you said that you strongly approve, some would approve, some would disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I'm not going to say anything about that right now, sir.
There's no right or wrong answers. We just need your opinion, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm not going to say. So if we can end it, that's fine, but I'm not going to say.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
No, I'm not
dissatisfied.
Satisfied with nothing that's going on in the world today.
So will you say very dissatisfied or dissatisfied, just to make sure about your opinion?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And in your opinion, will you say your economic situation, will you say you know, the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting worse.
Okay, getting worse, not a problem. Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the ones that I'm going to read. The first one, it says border security. And next one, it says creating more jobs and raising wages. And you can stop me when I get to an option that you think that is one of the most important for you. The next one, it says reducing crime. Next, it says protecting abortion. Mm-hmm. On reducing crime.
Jobs.
I'm sorry?
Jobs. We need jobs.
Oh, I couldn't understand what you said. I'm sorry. Okay, creating more jobs and raising wages. Thank you. And the next one, it says protecting abortion rights. The next one, it says fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. The next one, it says combating division and race, Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. Not a problem. Understood. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you do not feel particularly warm or, you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Or, and if you have never heard, or if you have no opinion of a person, please say so. The first one on it, it says for Team Scott, from 0 to 100, how will you rate Team Scott?
Who?
Team Scott. If you have never heard of the person, please let us know as well. All right, perfect. Thank you. The next one is Republicans in Congress. Using the scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
First of all, I can't stay on the phone because I got a call. So how much longer is this going to be?
If you like, I mean, we can give you a call back if you don't have time right now, ma'am, because
yeah,
I cannot tell how long it's
going
to take.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to have to do that then.
All right, not a problem.